now joined with head coach of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, you guys had a week off here in between series once again, and you're set to take on the Penticton Vs. Obviously a great game 5 win back at home, a comeback effort, able to take it in overtime. Just walk me through that series 2 victory over the Vernon Vipers.
Yeah, it was good. I thought our response from game 1 and then kind of reeling off 4 wins in a row, I thought was really good. So we knew that game 1 was obviously not us, and that was more self-induced than anything. So it was a really good job at us responding and kind of rolling the momentum back onto our side, and then we kind of never let it go. So really, really good group effort. As you can see, everybody contributed throughout the entire series. So we're going to need more of the same here against a deep V's team. But I think our guys are up for the challenge here.
And you briefly touched on their contributions from up and down the lineup there in game 5. Nick Leahy gets his first BCHL goal to tie it up and force overtime. But just a story of players coming in and playing hero at different times. What did you like about Nick's game and how he's continued to develop here as a player for you guys?
Yeah, I think a bunch of guys have just kind of taken that next step. I think the thing about the playoffs is it's such a good maturing opportunity for guys. The games are tighter, they're played harder, so that expedites their growth process within the game, getting to play in these games. So the longer we get to play, bodes well for our younger players that have kind of taken that next step, and Nick's been one of those guys. So it's just been really good to see those guys have been dedicated all year to getting better, and at the most important time of the year, they're getting rewarded for it.
And you guys starting the series here tonight on the road for the first time. You've been at home for the first 2 rounds, but 4-0 in the postseason so far on the road. So what is it about your road game here that you guys hope to take into tonight and maybe just get Penticton off guard in the early goings here?
It's just going to have to be simple. Probably every coach in the entire league talks about it. We're going to have to make these guys count numbers defensively when they're going on the offense. Our back pressure is going to have to be really good. These guys attack off the rush all the time. So we're going to have to get over top and make sure that we're not playing underneath the puck. We're playing over top of guys and the puck. And making sure that we limit their transitional game with puck management through the neutral zone. So a lot of the same things. Obviously, Penticton does things at a high level offensively. So we've been sharp defensively here so far in the playoffs, but we're going to have to take it up a notch here.
And obviously, you guys have been taking in a lot of video and seeing what they've done in the first 2 rounds. But you guys saw them near the end of the season 2 times out of your last 3 games as well. 5 times in total in the regular season. So you've seen them quite a bit. And you just obviously touched about it quite a bit there about what it's going to take to beat this team. But just on the getting the guys on that consistent basis, is there anything in particular do you think will elevate them to the next level against Penticton here in the series?
Yeah, I think we should take confidence from the last 2 games of the year. It's not like those guys were mailing in at the end of the year. They were playing something to get to 50 wins. We pushed them pretty hard here. We had them down 2-0 in our rink as well. So I think our group should take some confidence in that we have played these guys hard recently. They've pulled away from us in different areas, but I think obviously here in the playoffs we should be able to be a bit sharper on different things that we saw in those games. So it's more of just the confidence thing. I think it's one of those things you always hear all the noise around. Everybody's already gift wrapping those guys to the final like we're not even here. So I think we should be playing with a chip on our shoulder with some confidence and kind of take it to these guys and see what happens.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Welcome back in. Now joined with Silverbacks defenseman number 7, Tristan Allen. Tristan, you guys moving on to round 3 here now. It's a big step here. Game 1 at the South Okanagan Event Center here in Penticton. What are your expectations here for tonight and the series?
Pretty exciting. It'll be a good competition. We're both 8-0. We're 8-0-1, so I think it'll be a really good series, and hopefully we can come out on top.
And just speaking about the results you guys have had so far, obviously 2 remarkable series, win over Prince George and then most recently over Vernon. How do you like the team coming together, and what have you seen so far from the group?
I think we've really gelled together well, and I think it shows on the ice. We just like seem to have a chemistry out there that no other team has, and I think we can go all the way.
And in terms about the trade, obviously you came over to Salmon Arm mid-season. You were acquired from Merritt at the trade deadline, and since then you've made your mark here in Salmon Arm, quickly becoming a fan favorite, so I've heard at least. But what have you enjoyed here in your time in Salmon Arm, and how do you feel you fit in?
It's pretty amazing. I can't lie. You feel like a superstar in this town, and it's pretty amazing, especially when we make it to the Western Conference Finals. So that's pretty sweet. So, Yeah, coming here was pretty great. Like, I couldn't imagine, like, staying another year and, like, not being in the playoffs. So I'm glad I'm here.
And just speaking of the playoffs, obviously, like you mentioned, this is your first chance here. Kind of have a run at it here, and you've done very well so far. Goal and four assists so far for 5 points. Just talk about the extra motivation here in the postseason.
I'm just trying to do everything for my teammates, especially the 20-year-olds, because they're graduating on this year. So just doing everything for them and, like, putting my best step forward and, yeah, just trying my best.
And your game seems to have been elevated over the last couple of weeks, obviously, in the postseason. But just in terms of the coaching staff here, how have they helped you work on your game and maybe see things you didn't know before, but just take that game to the next level?
Oh, totally. They're very well experienced, so everything they say I take to heart and try and work on my hardest. So, yeah, they've been helping me great. They've been helping me on and off the ice and just helping me see different things that I never saw before. So it's been awesome.
And last question for you, obviously a big task at hand here against Penticton, but you guys seem to be ready for the challenge. So in order to beat Penticton here and move on to the Fred Page Cup final, what's going to be the key from your group?
Just honestly playing the body and wearing them down. I think they only have 6 D-men, so and I think if we wear them down, we'll come on top. So
awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with head coach of the Penticton V's, Fred Harbinson. Fred, you guys moving off back-to-back series sweeps to kick off the postseason over the Trail Smoke Eaters and the Wenatchee Wild. Just walk me through what you've seen from your group through the first 8 games so far.
I think we've been pretty consistent. You know, we've had scoring from all our lines. I think obviously been, you know, pretty happy other than maybe, you know, a few moments in each game, which is normal. You're playing against playoff teams and it's going to get even harder here, obviously, playing again. You know, when you get to the Final Four here now, it's, you know, everybody's got depth and everybody's got the big pieces, and so it should be a fun series.
And you guys have averaged 5.75 goals per game so far in the postseason, 5.62 in the regular season. So continuing to stay consistent in that regards, obviously that's not the main thing that you look for, but just speaking about the offense you guys are getting from up and down the lineup, what have you liked so far?
Well, like I said, I think multiple guys, different guys chipping in, but, you know, I'm just as happy about, you know, we've been consistent on the other side of the puck. And, you know, I think that gives us the opportunity to play in the offensive zone more. And if you do that with the talent we have, then you're going to have more chances, to score. But again, now we're playing against a team that, like I said, much deeper, very well coached. You know, I think the ice is going to be a lot tighter, not as much room out there. You know, we have to make sure that when we do get chances that we capitalize.
And the regular season awards were just announced over the last couple of days. The V's obviously were able to take a couple home, including a very big one in the MVP, Bradley Nadeau. Obviously a remarkable season from him. What can you say about his play and how he continues to elevate his game throughout the regular season and now here continuing to do so in the playoffs?
Well, it's always rewarding when you see a young man that puts in the effort and the work ethic that, you know, day in and day out, they get rewarded for it, you know, by all his peers. And, you know, I think, you know, there's something about talent, but then when you see a guy that works that hard along with it, it's as a coach, I'm sure all the coaches see that. And you know, so it's rewarding to see him, you know, get that award.
And just in terms of the series ahead here, Salmon Arm versus Penticton, you guys met 5 times in the regular season. You guys did win the 5 games, but it was a very close in terms of, especially before the third period, most of those games. You guys saw them 2 times in the final 3 games of the regular season. So what did you learn about this Salmon Arm team, and what are you expecting out of them in this best-of-7 series?
Well, first off, I think the regular season, you can throw it out the window now on both sides of it. But, you know, I think you learn, I think just like on, if you ask their coaching staff, you know, year after year, I think, if I'm coaching here, there's a certain way our team plays and Tyler's team play this a certain way as well. And you know what, it really doesn't matter how, you know, the games went in the regular season. I think it's about making sure that you execute in these games back to back to back, right? And you're going, you know, the same team over and over again, and there'll be different adjustments on both sides that'll have to be made, and guys have to execute it. And again, I think this should be an exciting, you know, like it goes without saying, you have, you know, it's been awesome to see as a league standpoint, your building being full and, you know, obviously we'll have good crowds. I think both fan bases will travel back and forth, and that's what it's all about. That's what makes our league special.
And my last question for you here today, obviously it's going to be tough to pinpoint just one thing that could be a large difference maker in this series, but both teams have excelled in the power play unit so far. So just in regards to the specialty team units, how big of a factor do you think that'll be here in the series? And do you think that may end up being a pivotal factor moving forward?
Yeah, probably. I mean, special teams are always important. Doesn't matter what time of year, but one thing I've learned, I've been in the league a long time, you know, you're going to have to really earn your power plays this time of year in most cases. It seems like every round it gets tighter and tighter. I'm not saying they let things go, but it's, you're going to have to earn, you know, if you might get a couple power plays. And, you know, we've talked about it here. Obviously, they've got a great power play. It's really elevated in the playoffs. And, you know, we're not a team that gets into a lot of stuff after the whistle. And they've been real disciplined, too. So it should make, good hockey between the whistles.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and best of luck tonight.
Thank you.